Blog Talk Radio.
Co-workers in the kingdom.
Oh, my. They got me stirred up this morning, y'all. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah 18:1-6. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the Father's house, and thou will cause you to hear my words. Then I rose and went down to the Father's house, and behold, he was at work on the wheels, and the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. And then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is a good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you again and again and again that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and his hands and feet is the church. Hallelujah. And that includes us. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, for this
Yes, I love you with I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want y'all to understand that there are actually people walking this earth that don't believe that anybody loves them. And for you to share that with somebody is going to bless their lives. It's going to actually change their lives and the way they think about things and their perspective. It may even save their lives because it's happened before. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sister Angie. Oh, my God. Where's Sister Angie? Are you in the house? You got to come get your own reward. Is she on her way? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Yeah, all right. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? I need to know. What's our battle cry?
Strong
in
the Lord,
the Father is great,
Jesus is Lord.
Lord.
We are co-workers in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one's the model, one's the battle cry. And guess who had the battle cry? Sister Angie, can you come up again? Sister Angie.
Praise God.
Mother Bosa, say my mama. Yeah,
God.
You're on the ball today, hallelujah.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you. And if you can't use that, you give it to somebody else, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, my boy. We love doing things like this. Because God is a giver.
Yes, he is.
He wants to give you his best. And he did that. He gave you peace. Hallelujah. We're just trying to copycat. You know what? When we were in school, you know, you start copying, you got in trouble. But I'm going to tell you, see, we're not in that school anymore. Because, see, you ain't going to get in trouble if you copy the right cat now.
Amen.
And the right cat is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You be like Jesus, you're going to be all right. Can I get an
amen?
If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, somebody got to tell me. How many words in the King James Version Bible, 1611? How many words is there? 1, 2, 3. No, that's not it. Okay, I'm going to count to 3. 1, 2, 3. All right. Yeah, 788,280 words. I just wanted to kind of refresh your mind. See, this is the Potter's house. And when you're in the Potter's house, you're going to know a little bit more than everybody else. Hallelujah. Not that you're being braggadocious or arrogant, but you're confident that you know the word.
Hallelujah.
You know what's in the word. Now, one more question. How many chapters in the King James Version Bible?
16.
I was Pastor Peaches that time. Pastor Peaches. You go, girl. Hallelujah. Here you go. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Let everybody that feel free say amen.
Amen.
Who said that?
Mama
Hart. Hey, give her a wristband. She feel free. That might work her out. I think give her a wristband. Oh, God. So bad. Give that to your mom. Now, I heard a second voice. That, who else said that? Somebody else said that. Somebody said, so there was only one of them sleeping in there. I said, all those that's still alive, say amen.
Amen.
All those that's gone away, say amen. Okay. Oh, bless the Lord. Be all right now. Hallelujah. I need to move on because we're in what they call Cronus time, you know, quick time. So at this time, Pastor Peaches, how you feeling today?
Hallelujah.
My son say, Tikanate. That's how you doing in Greek. Hallelujah. And you can say, Velikula es Christo. I'm doing very good, thank you. So go ahead and deal with, I'm showing off now, let me stop. Look here, the housekeeping suggested going.
I'm ignoring you.
Did you hear that? She said she's just ignoring you. That's all right. Now, when I speak the word of God, I want y'all to pay attention. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We'd like to welcome all of our new listeners. Hallelujah. Worldwide. Hallelujah. Everybody take out your Bibles. Have your Bibles ready. Hallelujah. And the composition notebooks to be able to write down the scriptures that the man of the hour is going to give. Hallelujah. 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 Take out a composition notebook, your pencil, or ink pen. Take out your communion element. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. 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 Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. So you can be ready when we start. Hallelujah. We have praise and worship every morning at 7 a.m. Hallelujah. We have Bible study 7 p.m. every Tuesday evening. Hallelujah. And 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings. Hallelujah. We have our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the second Friday of the month, we have men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship. And from 7:15 to 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. Get all of these dates and times ready to mark a holiday on this calendar. You'll be putting them on another calendar pretty soon. Hallelujah. Then on Sundays, hallelujah, at 3 p.m., we have our International Victory Miracle Service heard all over the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you have family and friends on the other side of the world, come and join in with you. Hallelujah. So they can hear your service. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget, first and second Sundays of the month is our Protestant Challenge, which is knowing the Roman road by heart. Hallelujah. And the Pastor's Corner of yours truly. In our third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner. Hallelujah. And the fourth Sunday of the month, first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club with our young people. Hallelujah. They are learning the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. You send them out to school, send them out to church. Hallelujah, so they can learn the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's in the third, the fourth Sunday of the month, hallelujah, we usually have a guest speaker to come in to break the word of God down to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the young people have a part in that service. They are able to sing songs and quote scriptures and just tell us what they've learned. Share with us what they've learned first, second, and third Sunday. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. And they always leave us with the key, with the word of God on it. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God, our guest speaker that comes in. Hallelujah. And then at that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come and join the saints of God around the table. If you don't have time to stay, we're praying for you to go. Hallelujah. Bring somebody with you to have dinner with you on the fourth Sunday. Hallelujah. But we thank God for our new building, for beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful classrooms, beautiful rooms. Hallelujah. Beautiful offices. We thank God. Hallelujah.
Pastor Peter, just hold up just a second. When you said new building, I didn't hear nobody but me in the South or praise God for the new building. Because where we are right now is not adequate enough. You understand what I'm
Amen.
Saying? There's so many people want to come, but they say, you don't have enough room for us. I want to bring 50 people, but that would flood you out. So now do that part again, okay? Can you do that?
Hallelujah. We thank God for our new building.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is beautiful kitchen and beautiful offices and beautiful classrooms. Hallelujah. Beautiful childcare room with his own private entrance and beautiful parking lot. Hallelujah. We thank God
Be generous. Be filled with the love of God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. And see, it's wonderful because she's piggybacking on the Super Saturday event. Because the Super Saturday event is sponsored by the Good News Youth Club. Is that right?
That's right.
Hallelujah. And Elder Kiwi is allowing us to piggyback on what she's doing with this warming campaign for the homeless. We thank God for all of that. And yes, you can. You're probably taking some of Elder Kiwi's time, but she won't mind, I don't think. Co-workers in the kingdom. God bless you. And pass it back to her, by the way, y'all.
We got the beanie, the hat. And we got the neck warmer. And two pair of socks.
Hallelujah.
And this is one sample.
Hallelujah.
That's for $4. So you get $4, you got one person covered.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
We
should do that, children of God. Now, some folk out in Radio Land want us to cover 100 people. So you send that $400.
There you go.
God. Yes, indeed. You send that to Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Or you can do Cash App, which is $TPH2023. Or if you're in the service, you can just write that check, put it in your envelope, and mark on your envelope outreach or whatever it is, check that box on that envelope. I know it was placed. Thank you, Evangelist. I appreciate that. And the next voice you will hear after the next election will be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Elder T.B. Stevenson with the Good News Youth Club. Hold on just a second. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
And we are rejoicing and we're glad. Today we bring before you excited. We had a fantastic time at Praise in the Park. This is off the chain.
Yes.
The people that came, the people we ministered to, the family.
Yes.
We fed them natural food and spiritual food. Then we had a group there that sang our socks off. The birds couldn't even sing better than this. We had an awesome, awesome time. So we're standing up here for our young people because we are teaching them Isaiah 11 and 6. And a little child shall lead them. And because a little child shall lead you, we're going to lead you into the T, the S, and the B. T means if it's not yours, don't take it.
Amen.
S. And if it's not true, don't say it.
Amen.
And if it's not right to do,
don't do it.
Amen. Okay, because all of us are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we are growing in grace.
Thank you.
Every day.
Hallelujah.
And because we know the five pillars of knowledge, which are learn knowledge, reveal knowledge, activity knowledge, modeling knowledge, and teaching knowledge. And then we can't leave out the most valuable pillow in the world of wisdom, which are, please have, if you're a Christian and a child of God, coachable spirits.
Yes.
Have coachable and teachable spirits.
Yes.
Then please have a burning desire.
Yes.
Not just good.
Excellent.
Not extra good, but be excellent.
Yeah.
When I was teaching, I would tell the kids, now be excellent today, okay? And then be willing to work and go the extra mile. Don't just take Miss Sally's bag in the out of the car, but take it in her house and put it on her table. Go the extra mile. And have a heart of integrity and honesty. Do the right thing when nobody is looking.
Amen.
Okay, you know you want to take that chocolate chip cookie and mama say, you're going to spoil your dinner. So you smack your own hand and go, hand, get back in that pocket and go another room. So you have to talk to yourself. You know, you have to do a self-talk. Then have a loving heart. A loving heart means you care about somebody else other than yourself. And then you look in the mirror and love on your own self. You would say, you got a cute nose, you got cute ears, and guess what? You are a child of the Most High God.
Yeah.
Again, you have to do a self-talk, because you know you get up some morning, crust around your lips, all in your eyes, and you burp, and you go, I don't want to go to school, I don't want to do that, I don't want to hear what mama says, but you say, you know what? I'm beautiful from the inside out.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus Christ's love abides within. I got a mommy, a daddy, an aunt, a dog, a frog. Somebody loves me.
Oh my goodness.
I'm happy about it. So you pass on that love. Then you have to have a forgiving heart. You know your brother took that last piece of pizza, and you just want to choke him. But you go, I hope you enjoy it because you won't get the next one. So you say, I'll forgive you for this time, but don't do it anymore. And give him a hug and go on out the door before something else happens. Don't want to push the envelope, okay? And then have a giving heart. Little boy down the street, you saw he had a hole in his sweater. Mommy, Daddy, can I share one of my sweaters with him? Give him a little vest or something and let him know that I see him and I care about him. When you give to others, guess what? The boomerang comes right back to you.
Yeah,
that's what you wanted to do. You want your blessings to come right back to you.
Amen.
So you have to send something out so you can get something back. Okay?
That's right.
All of this stands on the word of God, Exodus 20 and 21, which says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which thy God giveth thee. I teach the children that when you see an older person, they let you know they did something right. They obeyed their parents.
Amen.
And they're still here. And that's a blessing. So treat them gentle.
Amen.
Treat them kind.
Amen.
And with loving eyes. Look at them. But they did something right. They were obedient to their parents. Because remember, that was the first commandment that God gave to children.
Amen.
So you want to keep that commandment.
Amen.
in
Amen.
Your heart.
Amen.
And here at the Potter's House, renewing minds.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We know that our newest, the Potter's House, renewing your mind ministry, international.
Hallelujah.
I didn't have my coffee this morning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have a new motto. And it is, we are co-workers in the kingdom.
Yes, hallelujah.
That means
yes.
We link arms together with one another. We
yes.
are family.
Yes.
So praise the Lord. We care about each other. All right? Everybody has a job. Look at your fingers. The pinky can't do what the thumb does. The thumb
Amen.
Can't do what the forefinger does.
Amen.
And the other ring finger and the corner finger. But when you ball them all up, you have a mighty blow. It's called a fist.
Yes.
And I used to say, I'm going to give you a fish sandwich. You know? But when you come together as co-workers
Hallelujah.
In the kingdom of the Lord
yes.
for the same reason,
Thank
because
you.
Of his love,
Thank
if
you,
he loves us, we can love someone else.
Amen.
And the Bible says, you will know your, my, God says, you will know my people by their love. So find ways to love on somebody on purpose.
Thank you.
On purpose, love
yes,
someone.
Yes.
He could be letting you go to drive. He could be someone you would let in front of you on the road. Or you could open the door for someone.
Yes.
You could call someone in the phone and say, hi, how you doing? I'm just thinking about you. Or make some cupcakes, make some cookies, and don't eat them all. Get some away. Okay?
Yes.
Share that love.
Hallelujah.
And even down to sharing a smile. Even when you walk down the street, you don't have to know the person, but put a pleasant expression on your face.
Amen.
It may make their day.
Amen.
So because we have a new motto, which is we are co-workers in the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
you know, the good news you've got, they always give you a token. So this is what you'll be taking home today, behind all the other momentums to remind you of how God loves you and how you can love on him by doing the principles and things that we teach here. We share because we care. Keep the young people in prayer. They need the covering of our prayer.
Amen.
It's a different day.
Yes. Amen.
Plan seed on purpose. They're only on loan for a short period of time. If God asks you, what did you do with that time with your nephew, your grandchild, or a child down the street? Don't come up short saying, oh, I had other things to do. Our
yes.
children are important to us.
Yes.
They are our seed.
Yes.
So make that an investment because God is looking for return. He's going to say, what did you do? Let's not embarrass God that he chose us to represent him. So be a child of God by planting a seed in another child on purpose. On purpose. It doesn't have to be your child. But let that love extend to them in the school, neighborhood, even in the store. I've even played with kids that little child was on the parent's shoulder. And I was up there playing fingers. You know how you do those fingers with kids. And the parent had to tell them, see what the child was doing. And they smiled because they knew I was a friendly spirit. I was putting a smile on the child's face. You'd be surprised at how a small bit of love can go. And then the bracelets, the bands that we have with the word band,
yes.
oh, my God, they are off the chain. Not one on someone's wrist. Why are you talking to me? One. You don't know what to say. Give them the word. And they come and call and say, oh, you can match your outfit. Let me share this with you. It's a freebie. They go, it's for me? Yes, indeed. Because God's love is F-R-E-E.
Yes.
But we know he paid a great price for that.
Right.
Don't waste a drop of his blood. Do what you're supposed to do by shining for Jesus. Don't come down off the wall, but be determined to be a fire flame and not a flicker. In Jesus' name. God bless. You are Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I will I will rejoice for thee and with me.
You take this one to Prophet Cynthia,
and you keep one. Now you decide which one. Yeah, which one y'all want. Now, there's no fighting in the house of the Lord unless we're fighting the devil. Is that right? But he ain't in here. We don't kick them out. He's addicted. So y'all decide.
Both
of them are the same. Well, that's all. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now,
we will not fall.
Okay. Both of them say the same thing. All right. Well, both of them, amen. Amen. Before we go any further, there's a scripture that says, hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it in our faith. Where's that found?
Proverbs 18:10.
Pastor Peters has just said it. Proverbs 18:10.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's so good. But you're slightly late on that one. Oh, Jesus. Now, I know some of y'all ready to answer, why is he doing that? Why does he do that? See, this is not a program. This is not a show. This is a service where we come prepared to learn of God. And every now and then, life is going to hit us, and we got to review what we're supposed to have learned. So I'm just kind of encouraging you to learn. Is that all right?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, Pastor Peter, since you over there sitting up there with all this money, I know you're going to take me out to dinner. Oh, that's right. I forgot we got three meals today. Okay. I'm sorry. Look here. Somebody needs to pray for Brother Bird. Y'all know that. But I want to share this with you too. And this is, there are a lot of people. In fact, I had one person now lay me out, call me everything but a child of God, because I didn't call him apostle. I'm gonna tell you, you can call me Earl. You can call me Brother Bird. You can call me Birdie Bird. That was my nickname. You call me Bishop. You can call me Dr. Bird. You call me Elder Bird, Pastor Bird. I answer to all of that. Is that all right?
Yeah.
You can call me a child of the King. I'll answer to that, too.
Hallelujah.
I'm not stuck with titles, because as far as I know, Jesus walked around and somebody said, hey, Jesus. And he paid attention. I ain't better than diseases. I did not call upon no tree. I didn't take no whipping and no swords in my side and all that. I didn't get any of that. Nails in my hands.
Hallelujah.
So you can call me in the same way. Just don't call me late for dinner or the rapture. Lord, I see you in the rapture. Hallelujah. But anyway, you know, Pastor Peter, I need to ask you a question. How much does an elephant weigh? That's the right answer. Who said that? Who? He y'all just give it. What time is it now, Pastor Peter?
Holy Communion time.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, this is a fun church. Because we praise an almighty God in Jesus' name. We're exalting God even with a smile on our face. You know, when I go to churches, everybody look like they've been sucking on lemons and eating dill pickles, and welcome to our church. I think I'm in the wrong place. You know, I want to see some smiles on some faces. I really do want to see somebody enjoying their time with the Lord. Is that all right?
Amen.
The chosen, the stale stuff. I'm sorry. That time is over. I'm alive in the Lord, Jesus Christ. I thank God.
Hallelujah.
Now y'all got to understand what I'm about to say, because I have to preface what I'm going to do with Holy Communion. Because when I was a little, when I was younger,
when we were younger,
Pastor Peaches and I, we were in the same church, and when they said Holy Communion, we started examining ourselves. Because we felt if we did not take Holy Communion right, the floor would open and swallow us or something of that sort.
Yep.
So we checked ourselves out. We got to do this right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our text on today is found in 1 Corinthians, 11th chapter. Hallelujah, 23 to 30. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody else knows that scripture. Hallelujah, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. In the text of the day, it says a whole lot. But first of all, we're going to lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, we thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for that one. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. In the text on today, again, it says examine yourselves, and we do that in the light of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. He said, well, what does Isaiah 53 and 5 say? Okay, let's go back. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. If we were healed, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation 1:5 says, he washed our sins in his own blood. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But also, brother, Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He gave his blood. And with his blood, our sins are forgiven. Our sins are forgiven, y'all. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For what you're in the morning, you're in the middle of the morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we comprehend. We fully understand what the body and blood of Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life to you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For what was your king in Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Thank you, Lord. There's one thing you put above yourself, O Lord. It's your word, Lord. Psalms One thing you put above yourself, O God, is your word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. And on the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Thank you, Jesus. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Secondly, 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord. But what was that, KDD? So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. But all type of hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 2 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children, Lord. We thank you for your healing right now. Right now. In the life of Pastor Theodis Lee, right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now, Lord. And likewise, on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when I give him thanks, honey, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, "This is the new testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance. This is my new gift. I'm giving you an iron in my blood." Let's drink together. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. But also Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said, God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may preach together and that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you, and none of the diseases of each of us, and that the world shall ever take care of, when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our faux-pas and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we speak. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. Oh, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire! In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, seven cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. Because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our families and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4:17, for the chef Carter, brother. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, chaste in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now, to whom was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For thus says the Lord to you today, have you not heard? I decreed and declared that you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. My word is true. My word is eternal. My word is anointed. My word is lasting. I will not come down from my word. I have placed my word above myself. I will not fail in what I've said and declared, saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Life is an open book test.
And the book is the Bible.
The book is the Bible.
Thank you. See, life happens to all of us. You still breathe it. Life is happening to you. The good, the bad, and the ugly. When you got 788,280 words in a book of wisdom, that's over 3,000 years of wisdom poured into that book, you're going to touch every kind of situation that could ever come up in your life. And because that book was written by the hand of God. Somebody get to verse 18, 2 Timothy 2:15. Somebody get to that real quick, because I don't think that was one of my scriptures, was it?
Someone in study to show thyself approved unto God,
mm-hmm.
a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
All right. Now, someone go, thank you so much. Someone get to 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Life is an open book test, and the book is the Bible, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see how Speedy Gonzalez can get to this one. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Come on now. Mm.
And it's old time by the will of man, but holy men of God
think
that they were
ruled
by the Holy
Ghost. Amen. God used holy men of old as an ink pen, a quill, a writing utensil, a pencil, and he dictated what went in there. He used the instrument, but he dictated the content. Can you understand what I'm saying? Katalogenete. Agrika. Can you understand English? That's my Greek again. I keep on using it. Now, I need to tell y'all this, too. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, Aramaic, whereas the New Testament in Greek. Oh, he said, so that's why he's learning Greek. Yeah, that's what he said. But you need to understand it so you can kind of perceive and be fully equipped as you talk to people. Because some folk will come up to you and say, oh, the Bible don't make sense. It contradicts it. It does not.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Old Testament is the old agreement, the old covenant, the old contract. It was not done away with. It was changed into a new covenant, a new agreement, a new contract, a new covenant. Like Jesus said, I fulfilled the old covenant, the old contract, the old agreement. He did that. Do y'all know that while Jesus walked the earth, he was still under the old covenant? He was doing things according to the old covenant. But then, for sure, when he was hung up for our hang-ups, he gave a new covenant. That's why he talked about his blood. His blood, this is a new covenant, and it's written in my blood, y'all. A new agreement, new contract, old covenant. I've an eye 2 for 2. You got to hear me? Oh, shoot him, kill him. I kill everybody. I don't leave nobody alive. That's old covenant. New covenant, love your enemies. Be good to them, despitefully use you. Don't let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is edifying, building up, lifting up. Let all bitterness and wrath and strife be put away from you. Old Testament. Lord have mercy. I haven't gotten to a scripture yet that I wrote down, is it? You've got to understand this so you can fully be equipped so when someone come at you, you can say, well, look here, Old Testament, you had to do stuff, and then God would bless. New Covenant, God did stuff, and then you could get the blessing if you accept what he did. You say, well, where do you see that at? Well, he was hanging up on the tree, y'all. Y'all remember that? Only one person remember that. Okay, I understand. Everybody else sleep when they don't remember. He was hung up there. And the first thing he said, Father, forgive them.
Thank you, Lord.
Know not what they do.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said that. And then if you subscribe to what he said, you get the blessing. But he did it twice. Old Testament, you got to do stuff. Let's go to the scripture. Some of y'all still don't believe what I'm saying. Come on. Give me the, what's the first scripture?
Matthew 5:17.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
He came to fulfill. See, y'all said I was just whistling Dixie. He may have come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill it. The word says so.
Yes.
He fulfilled that contract.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the Old Testament, every year, you got to be flames and this, that, and the other. You have to be slain in the flesh. I'll be taken away. You got to go to the priest, through the priest, to get to God.
Right.
Oh, shit, kid. New Testament, you can go to God for yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a no-self salvation.
Amen.
You don't have to go to the priest to ask for forgiveness. You go right to God. I messed up, so I'm going to fess up to get me, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Elder Keeley. I have never forgotten that. If you mess up, fess up. I'll see you, glory. Lord have mercy. May my boy shake in the boy. He fulfilled the law, y'all.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Y'all go ahead. Give me another scripture, because I got to tell y'all something.
Deuteronomy 28:1-3.
Okay.
And it shall come to pass, that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee.
Okay. Don't go to three. Read 1 and 2. Did you? You finished 2?
No, sir.
Okay, good.
And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Now, see, here's something that a lot of folks don't understand. That is Old Testament. Well, you have to do something to get something. New Testament, the Bible says he's laying on the just and the unjust.
Mm-hmm.
He'll bless you just because he's God.
Mm-hmm.
John 3:16 says God to love
the world.
God to love those who
the world that he
who adore
the world.
Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. See, y'all in here, there's some stuff y'all know that a lot of other churches don't even teach. And y'all need to understand it, huh?
Amen.
I need y'all to understand it. So I need to backtrack so you can understand what God has done. The Old Testament has 5 subdivisions. The New Testament has 5 subdivisions. A lot of folks didn't even know that. The books of the law, the books of history, the books of poetry, or wisdom, as they're called, major prophets, minor prophets. Those are 5 subdivisions. The Old Testament, the New Testament, the 5 subdivisions, the Gospels, the book of history, the Pauline epistles, those are the letters written by Paul. The general epistles are written by several other folks. And the book of history, prophecy, that's Revelation. Okay, because I failed to tell y'all that. But the point that I'm trying to make is that as we go through learning the Bible and what the Bible says, it fortifies us. It gives us confidence into we know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked to somebody and they talk a whole lot, and from their conversation, you perceive that they didn't know what they were talking about? You ever run into somebody like that? But see, y'all can talk with confidence because you know what you're talking about. Give me an expression.
John 3:16.
Oh, I just what's your name? Okay. We don't have to go through that because almost everybody knows that. He loved the world and he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
He gave. Then you got to believe and you receive. He did, then you believe what he did and then you receive.
Yeah.
Old Testament, you got to do it, then he just give you stuff. That's the old contract, the old covenant, the Old Testament, the old agreement. New Testament. Lord have mercy. He's going to pour out his spirit upon you. His spirit is coming over you, waiting to show himself strong on your behalf. Give me the next scripture.
Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Now, if you would look into Deuteronomy 28, and starting at Proposition, the 15th verse, How many verses in that in Deuteronomy 28? Can somebody tell me how many verses are there? What's the last verse in that? What number is that? The last verse in Deuteronomy
28.
58. From 15 to 68, Tyson. But you know what Jesus did? He wiped out the case. He took the case, but he kept the blessing. You see what I'm saying? He wiped out the curses, but he kept the blessings in the new covenant.
Thank you, Lord.
He reworked the covenant, the agreement, the testament.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And he gave us a new way of looking at his word.
Thank you,
Jesus. I'm not going to curse you because I was hung up for all the curses. I removed the curse. One of the favorite curses that people repeat, they go to Malachi. Go to Malachi for me real quick. Malachi, the third chapter. I'm thinking it's the seventh verse it starts, but I'm not sure. But go there. Let's see what seven says.
Malachi 3:7. It says, even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away.
Okay, 8. Let's see what 8. What was 8 says.
Will a man rob God?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee?
Uh-huh.
In tithes and offerings.
Okay.
Ye are cursed with it.
Okay, stop there. What verse
that's
is that?
That's 9.
Guess what? Jesus took 9 out of there. See, some preachers want to scare you now because you got a curse on you if you don't pay tithes and offerings. No. What God, Jesus did, he took the curse out of there. But see, you don't get the blessings if you don't pay tithes and offerings.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. So read what 10 says.
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven.
Come on now.
And pull you out of heaven, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
He left that. He put that in the new covenant, y'all.
Thank
you. He's going to do that in the new covenant. The curse is gone. But the blessings are still there. You get blessed. You get tithes and offerings, first fruits and alms, all that. There's some blessings that go along with that. Y'all got to understand that. For both your kidney, did it. You give me another scripture.
Exodus 21:24. Eye for eye, tooth
for tooth,
you heard
hand
that.
For hand, foot for foot. That is Old Testament.
Amen.
And you hear people say, well, you know, the Bible said, I but I said, you know, right then and there, you know they're not students of the Word. You know, the ones, the folks that don't know stuff, usually they the ones that talk a lot, you know, trying to hide. You can't hide from the truth of God. They quote the Old Testament. Go ahead. Give me the next scripture, because I know the
next. Exodus 5:38.
Uh-huh.
We have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, but I say unto you that ye resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to them the other also. And if any man shall see, and am I reading the right verse? Matthew 5:43-48. Ye have heard that it has been said before, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But if I say unto you, love your enemies and bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send it for rain on the just and on the unjust. For it is, if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? Do ye therefore perfect? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which in heaven is perfect.
Hallelujah. I'm going to stop there. Now we did that scripture about if they slap you on, you turn the other cheek. What it means is that not an eye for an eye. You don't. They hit you, you're going to hit them. They dug a ditch for you, so you're going to dig a ditch for them. Is that Proverbs 26:27? It says if you dig a ditch for somebody, you're going to fall in the ditch.
Right.
And if you roll a stone down on somebody, the stone is going to make a U-turn and come back to hit you. In other words, don't give, when somebody's doing bad to you, don't give them bad back. You cannot get rid of hatred with hatred.
Amen.
You cannot get rid of bitterness with bitterness. Come on, mama. You cannot get rid of darkness with darkness, y'all.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Do I have another scripture real quick?
Yes, Ephesians 4:31-32.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. 31 and 32.
It's how
and let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
I'm going to tell you something. If you hear somebody say, I ain't going to pray for my enemies, I ain't going to pray for people, you know, you're slapping God in the face. You're slapping Jesus was hung up for all our hang-ups, every last one of them. And then you try to make his sacrifice null and void, but the wine can do it. You're shooting yourself in the foot. And yes, God's going to bless you. And you might say, well, God, I know God's on my side because I got done. No, you just in this world now, and he's raining on the just and the unjust. Shall come on, but say, Katie. Go, say, Katie, baby. You just, that's called grace, y'all. Get what you don't deserve. Oh, and see, when you hear people say that, you know where they're coming from. Number one, you know they're not good students of the Bible. They're coming from the flesh. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. Old Testament. You stole from me, I'm going to take from you. I have an eye, two for two. Gracious King, but that's a new law that Jesus gave. Come on, give me another scripture. I'm almost finished.
Luke 23, 34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
Lord have mercy. You were forgiven even before you were born. Did you know that?
Yes.
That covered you. Yes. That covered you and you and you and you.
Yes.
He did it twice. If you believe in him, then you can get it. And if you believe, you will receive.
Thank you.
He did it first. Old Testament, you have to do it first to receive the blessing. Here, he blessed you. Then you believe what he did, and then you get a blessing on top of that. Come on, give me another scripture.
Psalm 12:19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
Come on now, y'all heard that. Leave, give it, I will leave you in the hands of the Lord. Somebody come against you and say, I want to think of you. And you just come back and say, I'm just going to leave you in the hands of the Lord. Go ahead now. Give me another scripture.
That was it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. I got carried away. I apologize. Hallelujah. Life is an open book test, y'all. You can't not get a passing grade. You're going to get more than a passing grade. You're going to be excellent if you read the Word of God. An open book test, glory to God. Teacher comes in the room. And he says, y'all got a quiz. And the heads went down. Teacher says, it's an open book test. Everybody said came up with a smile except B with the butt head in the back. One book they left at home, the other one left them in the locker. Y'all, your book is the Bible, the Word of God.
Amen.
Your book is not your cell phone, although you can refer to it. Your book is the Holy Bible.
Amen.
I don't know how many people died to get you your cell phone, but hundreds of people were burned at the stake to get the King James Version Bible to
Amen. Amen.
Thousands died
because
they were teaching children the Lord's Prayer, the 23rd Psalm, in English. Y'all got to understand that your cell phone cannot take the place of the anointed Word of God. Your cell phone may be anointed in a little way because you got it in your hand. But the Holy Word, the Holy Scripture, the sword, hallelujah, glory to my God, hallelujah, the written Word of God is written in the book. There were manuscripts and then the book. They got it along in the cell phone, but also a whole lot of junk and garbage in the cell phone. That's not what I'm going to rely on. I'm going to rely on the written word of the Lord. All those that got a Bible up in here, a real Bible, say amen.
Amen.
Ooh, my goodness. Let's see, do I have enough books to give away? Lord have mercy. After service, y'all can come up here and take a book. Everybody that got the Bible with them, I should have said that. Everybody that got the Bible with them, say amen.
Amen.
That might be about 10 people.
I don't know. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're free to come up and get a book after service because you know what we're dealing with. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the understanding, and we thank you for the word that came forth today. We thank you, Lord, that it was fell on good ground. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following in Jesus' name. We glorify and we praise your name. We magnify your name, and we bless your name. And everybody says,
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. We thank God for everyone who's able to join us today. Hallelujah. Everyone who was able to come to church, everyone who's able to join us over the airways. Hallelujah for the word of God. Hallelujah. And if there's any out there that wants to give his heart to the Lord, hallelujah. Anyone that's out there that's not saved, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you repeat this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that you died and that you rose from the grave. I ask you, Lord God, to come into my heart and forgive me for my sins. Now make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We believe if you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, you're saved. Hallelujah. You've gone from death unto life. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven rejoice over you because you've given your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. It's just that easy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you'd like to have a Bible to read, hallelujah, so you can read the word of God, hallelujah, and learn more about this Jesus, hallelujah, give us a call at 410-444-5152, hallelujah, and we're going to find a way to, we're going to get a Bible to you, hallelujah, the word of God, hallelujah. And please join us in the morning for morning praise and worship. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And we see you in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.